From NPR West and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, we go to Zimbabwe for a preview of tomorrow's elections there. But first, if you're over 40 and think your boss has been giving you that you're over the hill look recently, take heart. The U.S. Supreme Court today made it easier for older workers to sue employers for age discrimination. Specifically, the court said an employee does not have to prove that his or her employer intended to discriminate. Joining us to discuss the case is Slate legal analyst Emily Bazelon. And Emily, this case involved some older police officers from Jackson, Mississippi. Tell us about that case.
These are police officers who are over the age of 40, and they said that they had been discriminated against in some raises that the city had given to the police force in general. In other words, that the raises were less generous to people over the age of 40 than they were to people under the age of 40.
So what did the court say about their case?
They lost their case, but their suit opened the door in a 5-3 decision by the Supreme Court to a new theory of age discrimination suits. The court said that older workers who are adversely affected by an employer's plan, whether it's a hiring or a promotion or a raise plan, can sue on the basis of age.
Even if it's not intentional.
Exactly. Previously, older workers had only been able to sue successfully if they could show that an employer was really out to get them because of their age. And that requires a different kind of evidence that's often very hard to get.
Now, as I understand, this decision will affect about 75 million workers, and that's about half the nation's workforce. So this seems like a pretty sweeping decision.
It is a big decision in terms of its potential effect, given the numbers. It's not a huge decision in terms of where it moved the court. One thing that's important to point out is that the disparate impact theory, that's sort of the court's term for this new way of suing, is not the same disparate impact theory that people can sue for on the basis of race and sex. It's a narrower theory than that one.
I wonder, you know, you look at the court itself and it's not made up of spring chickens and, you know, Justice Stevens is in his 80s. Did they weigh in personally about this?
No, they didn't say a word about that. In their usual more abstract fashion, they stayed with the facts of the case.
You don't think it had anything to do with the decision?
Well, it's always hard to say. Certainly, personal identification with a given set of plaintiffs may or may not affect the justices, but they certainly gave no indication of that.
Tell us about the dissent. What did the dissent say?
The dissent is by Sandra Day O'Connor, and she is speaking for herself and Justice Kennedy and Justice Thomas. And she says that she just disagrees that disparate impact, this idea of suing on the basis of a practice having an adverse effect on a group, she just doesn't think that that is an available theory under the Age Discrimination Act.
Well, certainly there have to be some jobs out there that older workers simply are not as qualified for as younger workers.
Well, that's true, and that's something that Congress took into account when it passed the Age Discrimination Act. In contrast to the laws that protect people from discrimination on the basis of race and sex, the Age Discrimination Act has this additional clause in it that says that employers can treat older workers differently when that differential treatment is based on reasonable factors.
Opinion and analysis from Emily Bazelon. She writes the Supreme Court Dispatches column for Slate. Thanks, Emily.
Thank you.